I think Giacomo is a highly dynamic and passionate conductor who would bring a lot of energy to drawing in the youth. He's got the heart of a teacher and the heart of a conductor and the heart of a musician, because he's done all of it. And that, I think, is a really dynamic combination for this symphony.
I think this is going to be a very difficult decision, because all five of them have been outstanding conductors. So I don't know how they're going to decide. They're wonderful, each one of them.
I thought it was a great concert. I thought the orchestra sounded wonderful. I thought he was an amazing conductor, and they all had such a good time up there. I've never seen the orchestra have so much fun. It was a fine concert. It really was. I enjoyed it very much.
Our last conductor is Maestro Byros. He's been wonderful so far, and he's very well prepared. He knows the music, and he's very efficient with his time. So we're very happy to have him as our guest conductor.
Very personable, very clear. We've already played some very difficult music, and so far I've enjoyed him.
I like him very much. He's a wonderful conductor. He's very warm. He's very engaging. He has good musical ideas. He's easy to follow. He is clearly a strong candidate.
The Lake Forest Symphony is a small suburban orchestra located north of Chicago on the shores of Lake Michigan. Currently, the orchestra is engaged in a search for its new music director and is approaching the task with great energy and seriousness. This demonstrates the importance of classical music to this community and to the U.S. in general. Hello, I'm Candace Agree, and over the course of this five-part series entitled The Search, I have been guiding you through the process of selecting the new Lake Forest Symphony music director. Over 150 applicants were evaluated by a committee composed of musicians, board members, and community leaders, with Henry Fogel, Dean of the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University, serving as advisor. The pool of candidates then was narrowed down to five. Each of these young, dynamic conductors was then invited to lead the orchestra in a pair of subscription concerts for the 2013-2014 season. The finalists are Vladimir Kulinovich, Russell Gurr, Andres Franco, Stilian Kirov, and Giacomo Byros. On the podium, they demonstrate their abilities to interpret the music, guide the musicians, and ultimately stir the soul of an audience. Each program in The Search highlights a different aspect of the Lake Forest Symphony and focuses on each of the five candidates. Today's program features Maestro Giacomo Byros and also highlights some of the musicians of the Lake Forest Symphony. Now, Executive Director Susan Lape and Henry Fogel speak about the importance of musician involvement in the search process as they evaluate their fifth and final candidate.
We'd never involved our musicians in the search process before. And now it's becoming more and more the standard way that searches are run. But for us, it was the first time we'd done it this way. And we found it was so inspiring and so energizing for our musicians and for promoting a really healthy line of communication between the musicians and the board. Because everybody was working on the same project, really, of trying to evaluate who was going to be a good fit for us and who we were looking for and how we wanted to grow and who was going to be able to take us there. And so everybody was thinking about those same questions, and it made for a really healthy dialogue. And we had board members who have gotten to know musicians better than they ever had. And we've created pretty extensive survey documents that the musicians have filled out, and their comments are really thoughtful. And we pay a lot of attention, obviously, to what they say and what worked for them. Generally, we're seeing pretty consistent trends in what the musicians are saying about the conductors. And the musicians on the search committee obviously are a great mouthpiece for those things that work and things that weren't working. And we are really, really listening to that.
It has struck me that the musicians of the Lake Forest Symphony really care about the Lake Forest Symphony in a way that I don't always see in that kind of a setting. In addition to which, the quality is just terrific because they are the best freelance musicians in the Chicago pool. And their sense of caring about the whole institution and making certain that the person who is engaged is going to care about educational programs, is going to care about developing the audience and the young audience, is going to intermingle with donors, all of those things, was really very special. It is, to me, inconceivable that you would have a music director chosen only by the board. There are certain things a conductor does that only musicians understand is a chord out of tune at a rehearsal. A halfway good conductor will know that the chord is out of tune. A really good conductor will know why the chord is out of tune. Nobody but a musician would be equipped to judge that. So the inclusion of musicians on search committees is absolutely essential. The musicians add something that the lay people just can't add. The other interesting thing is that it's amazing how the musicians get deeply involved with the other aspects. The musicians cared about the off-the-podium part of the job.
The musicians selected three of their own to represent them on the search committee.
My name is David Katz. I'm a violinist in the Lake Forest Symphony. Actually, associate concertmaster for this season. To serve on this committee, we had a vote among the orchestra, and then I think the orchestra chose three musicians to represent the orchestra. We've had a lot of feedback this whole year from the orchestra members directly to us, the musicians, and through us to the committee members in their comments, their strategies, their suggestions, and how to go through the year and choosing these directors. So we can collectively put the right conductor in front of us for next season.
My name is Michael Buckwalter. I'm the principal horn of the Lake Forest Symphony, and it's been my honor to be in that position for 14 years. The search committee has been a wonderful experience. It's the first time in recent history that I've been involved with something that involves the board, people from the community, and people from the orchestra, all rowing in the same direction. We're not hassling over contracts or anything silly like that. We're interested in finding the best possible person to take this orchestra forward from where we are now, which is already at a pretty good level, but we'd like to reach out to a broader face of the Lake County community, and we would like to have someone who will continue to raise the standards of the orchestra and challenge us and challenge the audiences as well.
My name is Bob Barris. I'm a bassoon player. I've been with the Lake Forest Symphony for approximately 10 years, and I'm on the search committee for the orchestra conductor. Being able to have a real say, first of all, seeing the caliber of the candidates, and the other committee members each brings a different perspective and a different set of needs for what they're looking for, so that's been valuable and interesting. And as a musician, we have blinders. We're only thinking about how is he on the podium, how is he to work with as a conductor. And there's many other factors that come into play. And you don't really think about that until you're in a situation like this where other people are saying, oh, yes, that's nice, but we also need somebody that does this or somebody that does that. So it's been very broadening.
Producer Mary Mazurek sat down with the fifth and final candidate, Giacomo Byros, and he shared his thoughts on the music and his experience working with the Lake Forest Symphony.
My experience working with the Lake Forest Symphony and the entire organization has been absolutely wonderful. I've had a great experience working with the musicians. I was floored by their artistry, by their camaraderie, how quickly they were able to take on the ideas I brought to them, how quickly they were able to put together such difficult, both technically and emotionally, some of the music we were doing. And it was just a great pleasure to have the time I did with them on the podium. Off the podium, it's been really wonderful to meet this community. It's a very savvy community, a very smart, very educated with music community. And it's just been a really overall pleasant experience. Well, I feel like this concert is a wonderful display of who we are as Americans. One of the things I try to do is create a musical menu of sorts, you know, pair a piece to another piece to another piece that takes us on some sort of journey. For this concert, I think the overall theme is Americana, but each composer has a certain relevance and is connected to the next. For example, we're doing two works by Copland. The first is Fanfare for the Common Man, which is one of the most iconic works ever written, and it has come to symbolize who we are as Americans. And we're also doing Appalachian Spring, which is his Pulitzer Prize-winning ballet he wrote in connection with Martha Graham that is probably his most famous populist work. And he was on a mission. His life's mission was to find out what is the responsibility of an artist to its society. And for him, I think that answer manifested in how can I create a sound that we all identify with that is who we are. You know, Adam Schoenberg was extremely influenced by Copland and Barber. If you notice, the opening of Adam Schoenberg's Finding Rothko starts with these huge, deep chords in the strings that create these big intervals, and it's just like a Copland work. And then it ends with this lush string section that's just going wild with their free bowing and pumping out all this beautiful harmonic sound, which is very akin to Adagio for Strings by Barber. Barber was just the melody master. He knew how to write a phrase. And Rachel Barton Pine is just unbelievable. She owns this piece. She knows it so well. It's been such a joy to get to know her and work with her. So there's a connection between all of them that goes to the very end, because Copland was actually influenced by Latin composers a lot. And the last piece of music relates to Copland in that it is based off folk rhythms and folk melodies, but it's also a populist work like the Ap Spring. And finally, it really has this rhythm called the Cachao rhythm, which was the famous Cuban bassist. That it's a very simple rhythm, but done in different tempi, it means two things. Played slow, it's very romantic and almost solemn and very sort of sweet. But played fast, it's like a fiesta, it's a party, and it's a really, really great way to end a concert. So each composer is connected somehow, and I love the journey that we're going to take on these performances.
During intermission, Mary Mazurek spoke with some of the musicians backstage, violin soloist Rachel Barton Pine among them.
This is violinist Rachel Barton Pine, and I'm a soloist with the Lake Forest Symphony for the All-American program, on which I'm playing the glorious Samuel Barber Violin Concerto. What really struck me when Giacomo and I first started discussing the concerto and my interpretation was, you know, how much he really loves and believes in this music.
Elaine Forman violin, very inspiring to us. He's very articulate, he's very organized, he has everything planned out in advance and very easy to follow, gives very good instructions and makes it easy for us to play well together.
Finally, our producer spoke with many delighted audience members after the performance.
I don't think I've ever been so riveted by a conductor, and the orchestra sounded great, wonderful concert. Happy that I was able to attend.
I believe that this conductor was the best of all the candidates.
I was utterly amazed with this young man. I wanted to get up there and dance with him. I was very impressed with him.
We hope that you have enjoyed this fifth and final episode of The Search, a look into the search process for the new Lake Forest Symphony music director. The board now has the difficult task of making a selection for the position. WFMT will announce the result as soon as it is known. Please stay tuned. For more information on the Lake Forest Symphony, please visit its website at lakeforestsymphony.org. The Search was produced by Mary Mazurek. Special thanks to the Lake Forest Symphony's Executive Director, Susan Lape, and Search Consultant, Henry Fogel. Music excerpts were recorded by Ed Ingold. I'm Candace Agree. Thank you for listening.